This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraq's new National Assembly, which was elected in January on January 30th, is scheduled to meet for the first time tomorrow. The country's major political parties are holding last-minute talks, trying to finalize a power-sharing agreement before the assembly session begins. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Baghdad to discuss the developments now. Will the assembly convene even if the major parties have failed to reach a complete agreement on the formation of a government?
We think so, Renee. Politicians have assured us that the assembly will meet even if the parties are still ironing out the final details. Now, since the initial power-sharing agreement between the Shiite Muslims and the Kurds last Thursday, there have been further offers put on the negotiating table, and they're still trying to decide on those. Now, today we understand that the Shia and the Kurds will hold separate meetings with both the Sunnis and the interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's Iraqi list, presumably to talk about how they're going to fit them into the new government. The Shia and the Kurds have been negotiating for a couple of weeks now, and they say that if everything is worked out, they may actually sign a formal agreement. But the two sides really still have very fundamental differences on the major issues of federalism and the separation of mosque and state, if you will, and there's no guarantee at all that they will clinch that final deal.
When it convenes, what will be the assembly's first order of business?
Well, actually, first they'll have to get into the convention center in Baghdad's Green Zone. I think traffic is going to be horrible tomorrow, and security will surely be extra tight. Once that's done, they have to get their own functions up and running, the parliamentary functions. They'll need to choose a speaker of parliament and form the individual parliamentary committees, such as foreign affairs, law and defense, things like that. Just this initial business could take several days. Then they have to go on and elect a presidency council, including a president and two vice presidents. And then they have until mid-August to draft a permanent constitution. So they have a lot of work cut out for them.
And what now happens to the current leaders of Iraq, people like Prime Minister Iyad Alawi?
Well, until the negotiations are over, it's certainly too early to say for sure about that. But if the Shia and the Kurds agreement holds, then that would probably be good for the front runners, that is, interim Vice President Ibrahim al-Jafri for prime minister and Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani for president. And if the agreement holds, it's probably not so good for interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's chances to hold on to his job, although he is likely to get some other cabinet posts in that event. They also have to include the Sunnis in some key posts, for example, making interim President Ghazi al-Yawar vice president or speaker of parliament in the new government.
And what is the mood, the feeling among ordinary Iraqis on the eve of the meeting of this National Assembly?
Well, the meeting of the National Assembly is certainly a sign of progress and hope for a lot of Iraqis, but people are just so fed up with the general state of anarchy here. A couple of examples. There was a suicide bombing again today in Baghdad, which killed a small child and wounded several others in the northeast of the city. Also at the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad yesterday, people were protesting after press reports said that the suicide bomber who killed over 120 people in Hilla was a Jordanian. And then over the weekend, we had several days of rain, and people were just griping because the city streets were flooded with sewage, and there was no drainage. And so they're just the basic services are still lacking, and people are impatient.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Baghdad. Anthony, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.